But what it is mekayim laharichan a little bit is the halachos of Bris Milah, which are tucked away, not surprisingly, in Perek Ha'ara. So just one Ha'ara, just talk a little bit about the inyanim of Bris Milah. That is, we learned in the beginning of the daf, and it was also the end of yesterday's daf, that the Yidden that were in the Midbar did not do Bris Milah. The pasuk says, "Ki mulim hayu kala amayotzim." All the Yidden that had left Mitzrayim had Bris Milah. Aba v'chala amayiloidim b'midbar. All the children that were born in the Midbar, baderech betzaysim imitzrayim loy malu, had not had any Bris Milah. So what happened? They came to Eretz Yisrael, and be'esahi amar Hashem al Yeshua, Hashem told Yeshua benun, asay lecha charvei surim v'shuv moyles b'nei Yisrael sheines. Now's the time to go ahead and to do Bris Milah. The Chasam Sofer, in his Torah Moshe, in Parshas Kisisa, and it's also in Chasam Sofer al Torah, in Parshas Kisisa, says that Yesh Loimar, there's a remez to the fact that Yeshua ben Nun was the one that oversaw the Bris Milah for the entire Dor HaMidbar. The Pasuk says, U'mesharso Yeshua ben Nun nar lo yomish mitoich ha'oil. Zok the Hilgach Chasam Sofer, the Rosh Tevois of the words lo yomish mitoich ha'oil are Milah. Mitoich is Mem, Yomish is Yud, Loi is Lamid, Ha'oil is Hey, it's Rosh Tevis Milah, and this is a remez, says the Chasam Sofer, to the fact that Yeshua ben Nun oversaw the Bris Milah of the entire generation of the Yidden that were born in Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer doesn't say this, but I think it's poshet, that the oimik of what the Chasam Sofer is saying is, that where is this remez of Layamish Mitoich Ha'oil Milah, that Yeshua ben Nun was the one that oversaw it? It's in Parshas Kisisa. It's smack in the middle of the Parsha of the Egel. What Shaychis does Layamish Mitoich Ha'oil Milah have to do with the Chet Egel? It's today's daf, because the Gemara says that why did that generation not have Bris Milah? It's because there was no Ruach Tzafonis. Why was there no Ruach Tzafonis? Because they were Nezufim the Pnei Amakim. Why were they Nezufim Zagra? So it was all because of the eagle. So in this parsha of the eagle, state Yeshua ben Nun lo yomish mitoich ha'oil a remez to Milah. It's because of what's going on right here in the middle of Parshas Kisisa that ultimately Yeshua ben Nun is going to have to be the great moil, and he's going to be the one that's going to literally circumcise an entire generation. But it bothered me. But it bothered me. Why is this idea of Milah merumes in the words lo yomish mitoich ha'oil? And I think that there's a little bit of an oimik, and we have to be makdim, a very important marumakim, in the sugyas of Bris Milah. That is a classic Rabbi Akiva Eger in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So the Mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim talks at length, it's a long Mishnah, Divrei Agada, which you don't see every day in a Mishnah, about the greatness of Milah. G'dayla Milah this, G'dayla Milah that. And then the Mishnah says, G'dayla Milah, shel malehi, we're not for Bris Milah, lo yibara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have created the world. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Koy Amar Hashem, im loy verisi yoyman v'loyla chukai shamayim v'aretz loy samti. And what does im loy verisi mean? We're not for Bris Milah. So says the Gemara, G'dayla Milah, Milah so gevaldik, shel malehi, we're not for Bris Milah, lo yibara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamai. And Kadosh Baruch Hu would not have created the world. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says, "Upliga the Rabbi Lazar." This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lazar. Amr Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, "Gedoy l'Torah." Torah is so great. Shel Malei Torah loy neskaymu shemayim v'aretz. Because we're not for the Torah, shemayim v'aretz would not have been created. Shenem am loy berisa yoyim v'alaylo chukay shemayim v'aretz loy samti. In other words, the Gemara says, "Is a machlekes tanon." The Tana of the Mishnah holds that what does it mean am loy berisa yoyim v'alaylo? It's referring to Bris Milah. Thus, Gedoyla Milah, Shel Malehile, Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu, Esaylamoy. Rabbi Loza argues. Rabbi Loza says, what does it mean, Imloy Barisi, not Bris Milah, but what it's referring to is the Bris of Torah, and it's Imloy Torah, Loy Miskayim Ushamayim Var. It's Freit Rabki Veger. The Pasuk says, Imloy Barisi, Yoimam Valaylo, Chukai Shamayim Var, it's Loy Samti. See, he says, Bishlam, according to Ma'anama, that says, that what does Brisi mean, the Bris of Torah? Rabbi Loza, and Daflam Beis Amid Aleph, says, I understand why the Pasuk refers to it as Brisi Yoimam Valaylo, because Torah is a mitzvah that you have to do Yoyim of Alayla. V'hagisabai Yoyim of Alayla. But according to the Tana, the Mishnah, that holds that the Brisi of this pasuk is referring to Bris Milah, so why is the Bris referred to as Imloy Brisi Yoyim of Alayla? It's not Yoyim of Alayla. It's a mitzvah that you do one time by day, by the way. So why is it referred to as Im loy berisi yoyma v'layla. So Rabbi Kaveda says that the Tosfos Yontif already asked this question, and the Tosfos Yontif said that the Tana of the Mishnah is going to learn the pasuk like this. Im loy berisi, were it not for berisi, which is bris milah, then yoyim v'layla, chukai shamayim v'aretz loy something. Meaning, Yoyma V'layla is not defining the bris, but rather Yoyma V'layla is after the comma. It's the second part of the pasuk. Imloy Barisi, period. Imloy Bris Milo. Then Yoyma V'layla, Chukai Shemayim V'aretz Leisamti. But in the words of Rabbi Kiva Eger, V'hu Dachuk. He says it's very, very Dachuk in Pashu Pshat in the pasuk. So if that's the case, fake Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's Pshat in the Man Lama that holds that Imloy Barisi is referring to Bris Milo, that the Pasuk refers to it as Imloy Barisi Yoyma V'layla. So Rabbi Kiveger says that V'nira Loymar, based on something that the Oilus Ephraim says in Maimer Shin Tzadik Beis. So the author of the Oilus Ephraim, of course, was the Klei Yakar, and in Oilus Ephraim, Maimer Shin Tzadik Beis, he's Meirich about the Indian of Bris Milo, and he says a Yesoid. He says that every boy is born with an Arla Sagof. That Arla Saguf is really indicative of a Pnimius Diga Arla that the child is born with as well. And that Arla is in his lev. It's a Timtum HaLev. When a child gets Bris Milah, he removes the Arla Saguf, and by removing the Arla Saguf, he also removes the Arla HaLev. So a person is born with an Arla Saguf, he's born with an Arla Salev. The way to surgically remove the Arla Salev is by surgically removing the Arla Saguf. By removing the Arla Saguf, that person removes the Arla Salev. Dailas Ephraim says that if a person would not remove his Arla Saguf, he would remain with his Arla Salev, and the Arla Salev would be metamtem his slave on such a level that it would be impossible for him to learn Torah and for him to be able to comprehend all the Soidas and the Dvar Hashem, because the Arla Salev would get in the way. By doing Bris Milah, he removes the Arla Saguf, and by removing the Arla Saguf, he also, l'umazeh, removes the Arla Salev. So Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Mavur in the Arla Ephraim that there's two dinim in Milah. Milah is a mitzvah, that's Pashat. But in the world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, what Milah does is, it's a mavoi. That's the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a mavoi, it's a gateway. It's a hechatimtza for a person to be able to suddenly comprehend Torah, and for a person to be able to learn and grow in his Avodas Hashem. So Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, you want to know why Brisi, Bris Milah is referred to Yom of Alayla, not out the Maisa Mitzvah of Milah. The Maisa Mitzvah of Milah is Chad Pami, and it's by Yom Veloy Belayla. But the reason the Mitzvah Bris Milah is referred to as Yom of Alayla is because Bris Milah facilitates, it's what allows a person to be able to learn Torah Yom of Alayla. It's only because of Bris Milah that he removes the Arla Salev, and now he's Shaykh to be able to sin and learn Vigisa by Yom of Alayla. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's why even the Mandama that holds that Imloy Barisi brings Bris Milah, it's still Bris Yoyma V'layla. It's Yoyma V'layla because it's a Mavoy to the Yid's Avoydes Hashem, which is an Avoydes Hashem of Yoyma V'layla. And then Rabbi Kiveger says an incredible punchline. He says a gevaldig chiddush la'alacha. He says, L'fizeh yesh loyma. We all know the Mishnah. The Mishnah Masechtes Kedushin daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah discusses mitzvahs of Avala Ben, different mitzvahs that every father is obligated to do for his son. And one of the mitzvahs is Chayiv L'moyloy. A father has an obligation to make sure that his son is going to have Bris Milah. The Gemara says, what happens if the father didn't do Bris Milah? What if, Rachmana Litzlan, there is no father? Says the Gemara, V'heichat loy malei avua, mechayvi beidina lememalei. Bezdin would have an obligation to go and to do Bris Milah. What if Bezdin didn't do it? Mechayiv iu lememal nafshe. He's going to have an obligation to do the Bris Milah by himself. So Rav Kiveger says, I want to say a chiddush. I want to say that although the Gemara says that it's the father's obligation, and if the father doesn't do it, who goes next? Bezdin. And then if Bezdin didn't do it, you wait until the child is bar mitzvah, and then he has a chiyuv to do it himself. Yesh loymar that a zeda has a specific chiyuv to make sure that his child is gonna, his enokel is gonna have Bris Milah. Why? Because a zeda has a chiyuv in Talmud Torah. Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not only the father, but it's the zeda as well. And because the zeda has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it would be impossible for the child to be able to learn Torah without Bris Milah, so mitzad the hilchis Talmud Torah of the zeda, he would have a chiyuv to give him a Bris Milah. It's not a chiyuv in hilchis Milah. It's a chiyuv in hilchis Talmud Torah. Mitzad hilchis Talmud Torah, he would be obligated to make sure that he's going to have a bris milah. That was Reb Kivega's chiddush. That even though the Gemara doesn't say anything about a zayda, that's because the Gemara is handling mitzad hilchas milah. But be'etzem, a zayda would have a chiyuv mitzad hilchas talmud Torah if he has an obligation to make sure that his einakol is steiging. He has to give him bris milah because of the oil of Ephraim, because he has to make sure that he's going to remove his oil of Salim. So this is Reb Kiva Eger, who's been mitzayin in oil of Ephraim in the world of Pinimius HaTorah, to say a massive chiddush la'alacha. Half of a fellow. The Derech Agav, the oil of Ephraim, in this shtickle, in my Mashin Tzadik Beis. So he talks a lot about the Inyan of Milo, and Toich Dvarv, he says something nifla. He says that the Gemara in Mesechta Sanhedrin says that we know Bnei Noach Achayiv and Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the Gemara there brings the pasuk for all the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the pasuk is an interesting pasuk. It says VaYetzav Hashem Alekim Alo Adam Leimar Mikol Eitz Hagon Ochel Toicha. That's the makar to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the Gemara darshens it. The Gemara says the word Leimar means Arayos. Arayos is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Where do you see it in this pasuk? VaYetzav Hashem Alekim Alo Adam Leimar. Leimar means Gili Arayos, and says the Oyla Safrayim, that if you think about it, it's mamish apella. What does Lamar have to do with Gilead Arias? Umedrish ze tamua. And it's not a medrish, it's a Gemara. Ma inyan Lamar, eitzel Gilead Arias. What shaykhis does the word Lamar have to do with Gilead Arias? Says the Oilus Ephraim, we know that we say by Brismila, Sosa noichi al imrasecha, kemoit ze shalo rav. Imrasecha is referring to Bris Milo. Sosa noichi alim rasecha. It's the Amiru Yechida, but Sosa noichi alim rasecha is Bris Milo. What's the idea of Bris Milo? The Rambam says in the Moira that the tachas of Bris Milo is to be memayit taiva samishko. It's to be memayit the taiva of Gilead Arayas. So the word imrosecha means Milo, and the word imrosecha then means miut of Gilead Arayas. It's vayitzav Hashem alikim alo odom lemor zu Gilead Arayas, lemor from the shoirish of Amira, which is Sasa Noich Alim Rasecha, which is Mila, which is Lemay Taivas Hamishkal, Alkain Amru, Lemer Zugli Arayas, Ratzoloimar, Shaloyechte Ben Mila, Shenitna Ba Amira, Vazlo Yavali De Gili Arayas, which reminded me of another Oilus Ephraim, and that is the Pasuk says, Ki Higdalto Al Kol Shimcha Im Rasecha. Ki Higdalto Al Kol Shimcha Im Rasecha. So the Oilus Ephraim said, that what does it mean, Ki Higdalto Al Kol Shimcha Im Rasecha? So he said that the Pasuk says, Loi Bashamayim Hilemor, Mi Yale Lonu Hashamaymo, Mi Yikacheo Lonu, Vyashmienu Oiso Venaseo. So it's Yodua, the Svarim HaKdoshim say that the words, Mi Yale Lonu Hashamaymo, are Rosh Hatevis Milo. Mi is Mem, Yala is Yud, Lanu is Lamed, Hashemayim is Hey. It's Rosh Hatevis Milo. But Arizal said that the words Mi, Yala, Lanu, Hashemayim are also Soifei Tevois, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Mem, Yud, Yala ends with a Hey, Lanu ends with a Vav, and Hashemayim ends with a Hey. It's Rosh Hatevis Milo, and it's Soifei Tevis Avaya. So Oilas Ephraim said, Ki Higdalto al Kol Shimcha Imrosecha. What's Imrosecha? Sosa noichi al Imrosecha. It's Bris Milo. Lemar zu Gili Arayas. Gili Bris Milo. Bris Milo is Imrosecha. The Rosh Tevis of the word Miyalalanu Hashemayimu is Milo. The Soife Tevis of the word is Havaya. Ki Higdalta al Kol Shimcha Imrosecha. Imrosecha is more than Kol Shimcha. Because Kol Shimcha, which is Havaya, that's Soife Tevis. Miyalalanu Hashemayimu. Or Imrosecha, which is Milo, that's Rosh Tevis. Miyalalanu Hashemayimu. That's Ki Igdalta al Kol Shimcha Imrosecha. Again, this is from the Halaga Oilus Ephraim. But the bottom line is this is the Yesoid of the Oilus Ephraim. The Yesoid of the Oilus Ephraim is that every child is born with an arla. There's a mitzvah to do bris milah, which is to remove the arla. It's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. But in the world of Pnimius HaTorah, the mitzvah of milah is such an important mitzvah. The mitzvah of milah is what allows this child now to be able to open up his mind, for him to be able to be mistabik to the Dvar Hashem, for him to be able to come to Hasogas and Ruchnias. It's something that's only shaykh through Bismillah, because the Orlos Hachitzoini gets removed, it removes the Orlos Pnimi as well. And that's what Reb Kivega said, that's why Bismillah is referred to in Loi Baris and Yoim of Alaylo, Chuka Shemayim Va'aretz Loi Samte. I once thought that maybe with this Orlos Ephraim, you could be Miyashev. Very interesting Avudram. The Avudram discusses what's the makar. He says, what's the makar to a sudas bris? Right? Sudas Bris Milo. So he says, what's the Makarta of Sudas Bris Milo? So he says, V'chein Nagu Lassui Suda B'yem Amilo, V'yesh Smach Lo Zeh B'medrash, Sha'oim V'yas Avram Mishda God B'yom He Gomel Es Yitzchak, He Gomel means B'yom He Gimel Mol Es Yitzchak, and you see, he made a Mishda, so this is the Makar that you're supposed to make a Suda. And then he brings the Gemara Ksubas Tavches, where the Gemara has a discussion whether you should say Sha'as Simcha B'ma'inoi by a Bris Milo. The Gemara says, no, because Ikat Sarah the Yanuka, because the child is in pain. Says the Abu Dram, from the discussion of the Gemara, it sounds like for sure there was a Suda. The Shaila only is, whether you should say Shasimcha b'ma'inoi. So this is a makar that you should say that there's an Indian to make a Sudas Bris Milah. Then David Rom says as follows: Upirich Rav Moshe Kohen. He brings in the name of Rav Moshe Kohen. Shnatam bozeh. That the reason there's an Indian to make a Suda by Bris Milah is Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Kefi Hayoy Shar Koiches Hanefesh Nimshachos V'Negrorois Achar Hanefesh Hamaskeles Ba'Asliyas Hamitzvah B'Drishas Hachochma Sheyir Lahem Chelik B'Simcha Asher Tagiyah L'Nefesh Hamaskeles Ba'Asoyis Hamitzvah Oy Ba'Agiyah L'Chochma. He's saying something very deep. But I think what he's saying is that really, when a Yid does an Aveira, he does it with the guf. When a Yid does an Neshama, does a mitzvah, he does it with the Neshama. But the Emes says, even when a Yid does a mitzvah, the guf is nimshach, achar, his nefesh. You have to overcome your taivas that maybe were getting in the way from you doing the mitzvah. The guf spielt a role in a mitzvah. And therefore, when you celebrate a mitzvah, the guf has to partake. So how do you give the guf a chelik in the mitzvah? The neshama has a tiny gruchni from the mitzvah. Oh, but the guf doesn't have a tiny gruchni. He doesn't know how to have a tiny gruchni. He knows how to have a tiny gufni. So you know what you do? You make a suda and you give him a tiny gufni. L'chay Ramosh HaKoyin saying something along these lines. And then he said, very mysteriously, V'chein Amru Chazal, Kim Kishom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shleim V'chaloyim HaLayla. When the Eibishter came to Shleim in a dream, and he said, Shama Atiloch, right? Ask me any question, I'll give it to you. So what Shleim HaMelech asked? He didn't ask for COVID, he didn't ask for Ashiris, he asked for Chochma. He asked for Chochma. So what happened? Vayikat Shloimoi, Vihine Chaloim, Vayas Mishte L'chol Avotov, V'amru Chazal, Mikan She'oisen Suda L'gam Mishol Torah. This is the Makar that you're supposed to make a Siyam. And if you're supposed to make a Siyam, so too you're supposed to make a Suda's Bris Milah. And I always thought this Avu Dram is a Shtikl Sisrei Torah. Meaning, Pashup Shah, what he's saying is, you see there's an Indian that when you're doing something with your Nefesh, you're doing a Mitzvah, you still, the Guf is supposed to play a role. But such an interesting Tushta. Maybe there's something tiefer over here. You know, the Welt says, Shlomo HaMelech made a Siyum. What kind of Siyum did he make? At Garnish Galant. A Siyum is a celebration for what you did. You pound through 120 daffin in your vomis, right? You celebrate. You learn something. You want to make a Siyum. But what did Shlomo HaMelech do? He had a dream. In the dream, the Eibishter came to him. He made a very wise decision. And all of a sudden, he has everything. And for that, Oysen Suda L'gam Mishol Torah. So I heard this, B'Shem, Rab David Heksher, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, he was Rosh Shivan Kol Torah, he used to give shmuz in the Torah Tumimah. But it's you do in the name of all the Balei Musar and the Mashkichim and the Svarim, they say that when a Yid makes a Siyam, what's the celebration? Yeah, you're celebrating the Avar. You're celebrating what you did in the past, for sure. But Yidden don't really look backwards. We always look forward. And really the celebration is, I just finished learning Masechtas Yevamos. When I start Ksubas Dav Beis, it's going to be an under Ksubas Dav Beis. Because I already have the background of just having gone through 120 hard dafin and saved the Noshim. The Siyam, the Suda L'gamri Shal Torah, is a celebration on the Avar, but the Iker, it's a celebration on the Asid. That moving forward, when I'm going to learn, it's going to be an under learning. It's going to be done qualitatively on a much higher level because of everything that I was able to do in the past. Is Yesh Loimar, the Suda of Gamri Shal Torah is mamish the Suda's Bris Milah. The Suda's Bris Milah, it's a Suda, yeah, you just did a mitzvah. Oh, but Oilas Ephraim was Megalatas, and Reb Kivega, the way he was Masberet, that really, there's two inyanim in Bris Milah. And in Bris Milah, you're celebrating a mitzvah, but what you're also doing is it's a mavui for your Avodas Hashem. That's exactly Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech has a dream, he wakes up all of a sudden, it was Niftach Loi, all the Tzinoiris. You know what he did? He made a Suda. Ramosh HaKoyin says, that's exactly what we do by Bris Milah. By Bris Milah, right now, we just removed the Erlus Alev of this child. This child now is going to be able to learn. We once mentioned from the Ishbitzer, Dover Tzival Elav Dar Zumila, that Bris Milah gives a Yid a thousand dairis worth of ruchnias. He said if a person would try to achieve the ruchnias of Bris Milah on his own, it would take him 1,000 dairis. Dover Tzival Elav Dar Zumila, something that's throughout the Chassidus Shesvarim. But the point is that what's the idea of Sudas Tzium? It's a celebration for the possibilities, for the potential, for what you're going to be able to do moving forward. forward. That's exactly what the Suda's bris is. Lefi the Oilus Ephraim. And that's the oimik, maybe, in Ramosh Shakin. It's not just a mushal ba'almu, but it could be there's a shaykhis, al pi drush anyways, between the mushal and the nimshal. But al kaponim, lefi ze yesh loimar, that's also the oimik in the Chassam Sofer's remnas. The Chassam Sofer said that Yeshua ben Nun was nar, lo yamish mitoicha oil. Zog the Chassam Sofer, lo yamish mitoicha oil is Rosh Tevis Mila. What shaykhis between Mila and the words la yamish mitoichayil? We explain maybe why the remez is in Parshas Kisisa, because Parshas Kisisa was the chet egel, and this was the siba why ultimately la yamish mitoichayil, why Yeshua ben Nun was going to be the mail, like we learned in today's daf. But why those words? What's the shaychus? What's the pnimi between the words la yamish mitoichayil and the words mila? The teretz is it's this Rav Kiva Eger, it's this oilus Ephraim. Mila is imloy berisi yoimam v'layla. Why? Because through Mila Yid comes to v'hagisa b'yoim v'layla. The oil is Ephraim. Mila brings a person to lo yomish mitoicha oil. It's the mavli to yoimam v'layla. That's why it's called berisi yoimam v'layla. That's why maybe not b'mikra, the remez to Mila was in the words lo yomish mitoicha oil.